Unit 9. Responses. Number 1. Listen and choose the two responses you think would be acceptable.
Do you mind if I smoke?
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
Could you tell me the right time, please?
Let me introduce you to Libby.
What would you like to drink?
Shall I help you with that suitcase?
How long have you been learning English?
Excuse me, you left this bag in the shop.
Would you like to come out for a drink with me tonight?
Your car is blocking the entrance. Number 2. Listen to the tape and put a tick if the statements written below are suitable ways of continuing what was said.
My goodness, just look at the time. It's 2:30.
Oh, look, there's a coffee shop over there on the corner.
Patty, Bruce Springsteen's been interviewed on television.
Hello, Jenny. It's Barbara. It was so kind of you to invite us to your party on Friday.
Paul, I've stupidly left my wallet at home.
Oh, Sue, if you go anywhere near the post office...
I should never have bought that rotten old car.
I just can't be bothered to cook tonight.
Cool, that cake looks delicious.
Steffi, your finger's bleeding. Number 3. Listen to the description of each situation. What would the speaker say in the situation? Circle the answer.
Imagine that a friend of yours took an important exam for an American school, but she failed, and she told you the bad news. What would you say?
I'd probably say, "Don't be sorry about that. You'll do better next time."
Let's say that you are the parent and you have a teenage son who is trained for the high school football team and it's a tough practice and he wants to give up. Then what would you say about that?
You've just begun. Why should you quit now? Go for it.
Say at a party, a friend of yours introduces you to his wife. He says, "I'd like you to meet my wife, Sally. Sally, this is Mike." What would you say?
Hi, Sally.
You came to the office this morning in your new suit. Okay, your colleague said, "Hey, I really like your new suit." What would you say?
Oh, thanks.
Let's say some of your friends are going to see a film tonight, and they invite you to go along, and you have a lot of homework to do at home. You can't go. So one of them says, "We're going to see a film tonight. Would you like to go with us?" What would you say?
I'd love to come, but unfortunately I have a lot of work to get done.
Let's say that you failed to attend an important meeting last night for the place where you work, but you forgot to go. And you came to work next day and someone says, "Hey, where were you last night?" What would you say?
Oh, gee, I forgot.
Let's say that you are a university student. You are typing a term paper due the next day, and your typewriter gives you trouble. So you call on your friend and ask him about the typewriter. What would you say?
Hey, I've got a term paper that needs to be completed tonight. I need to borrow your typewriter.
You are a tenant in an apartment, and your sink has been broken for about a week. So you've called your landlord already once or twice. He promised to fix it, but the sink leaks worse and worse. So you call him again. What would you say?
I would say, "I'm sorry to bother you, but I've been asking you to fix my sink for the past week, and you haven't made any effort. So would you please come and fix my sink?" Number 5. Listen to the voices on the tape and write down the suitable responses.
How are you?
Nice meal, wasn't it?
How much is this, please?
Guess what? I'm engaged.
Where exactly do you live?
You shouldn't have shouted at my mother.
Would you mind closing the window?
Excuse me, do you know where Tesco's is?
What would you like to drink?
What do you do?